This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here as we cover a lot of different things around Douglas County. Most of our time this week is going to be spent on checking in with different cities in the county. We begun that discussion with City Roseburg last week. We've got one exception this week with Congressman Cliff Bentz on tomorrow. But let's talk about the City of Oakland and Mayor Betty Keeley. Thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you for inviting me, Kyle.
Well, here we are, a brand new year. As you take a look at Oakland over the past year, what are some of the highlights?
Well, we've had a lot of struggle that, of course, I'm sure a lot of cities have, but we've been struggling since the Archie Creek fire in 2020 with our water system. It has experienced several failures that we've had to have emergency help from FEMA. And we're now working with FEMA and other organizations, USDA, Business Oregon, to fund major repairs in multi-million dollar area.
And those are one of the basic functions of a city government, yet they come at an incredible expense.
They do, and it doesn't matter how small you are or how big you are. It's going to affect the city one way or another. We also have wastewater issues that we have to deal with, but those are the services that a city offers to its citizens, and so that's where our priority lies.
Now, you first became mayor in
2007.
I'm guessing that wastewater or water systems wasn't really on your list of what might be involved.
Actually, it was kind of. We were just getting started with our brand new water plant, and we had some issues with that we had to overcome. And we also had some what they call value engineering issues with our wastewater plant. So we've had ongoing water and wastewater issues in Oregon, in Oakland. We did have a big step up when we had our new intake installed a few years ago that really helped our water plant become more efficient. And actually, it was great for a little, like a minute. And then the Archie Creek fire happened.
And is there a correlation there?
Yes. The watershed for the Calapooya Creek was basically burned down totally by the Archie Creek fire. So any runoff from any of the areas around the creek came down to our water plant, and we had brand new stuff that we'd never seen before and that the plant was not built to handle. And so we had to do a lot of studies with the federal government, and FEMA has been giving us wonderful support on an emergency basis until we can get our plant redone so that it's the way that it was prior to that fire.
And where do you find funding to do this?
Well, we kind of scrimp and save and get grants and loans wherever we can. Most of the time when you get a grant or a grant, you have to fork up the cash on the front end. And so we've been in a kind of precarious situation a couple of times where we had more going out than we had coming in. But it eventually does even itself out, and we get those funds back. And right now we're doing just fine.
Now, Oakland is approximately how many people?
We have about 950 people.
And has it changed much?
No, it hasn't. It's kind of staying static there.
Now, would you like to see some growth there?
Oh, yes. Growth is the only way that we're going to be able to support ourselves in the future. What we'd really love to have is a very vibrant downtown. Right now, we have more empty buildings than we have those with merchants in them. And we're hoping for maybe a nice boost during 2025.
Now, what do you think has been some of the challenges for the businesses there?
Well, we always have the same challenge, and that's that we don't have a lot of foot traffic. People don't come to, don't walk through Oakland. They don't come to Oakland unless they're coming to Oakland. It's off the freeway. We're kind of off the beaten path, and so you have to make a little side trip to get to us. Once you're there, it's wonderful, but getting those people off the freeway has been an issue since I recall.
And, of course, all of that shifted back in the 60s when the freeway went in, because before that, you had to go through Oakland.
Absolutely. 99 was the road, and so it went right straight through Oakland.
And other cities, and not only in Oregon, but other places, have seen that happen as the interstate freeway system was built. So it does create a bit of a challenge. For some people, though, they like the size of your community, and it's one of the things that draws them there.
It is. We have... I don't want to have people coming in droves because we have no place for them to be, but our crime is so low. We have a couple of homeless people that come through every once in a while. We have a wonderful school system. Yes, the water bills are high, and they always have been, and that's one of the things that people always go, oh, I'm not going to live there. The water bill's too high. Well, it is, and there's a reason for that. We have very few people paying off that gigantic loan that we first got, but it is a lovely place to live. Your kids can ride their bikes in the streets. They can go down to Bart's Market and just by themselves and play in the park, and nobody bothers them, and that's something that's kind of unique in these days.
Now, what's your assessment of the new bridge out there?
Well, I wasn't for the new bridge at the very beginning. I loved our old bridge. I thought it was a very important part of our town and the atmosphere that it created when you had to stop at the stoplight to wait to get into the town. It did, of course, control traffic a little bit better than what is happening right now. The bridge just comes straight off into the town, and there's no slowing anybody down. So we did have the speed limit changed on 99 through town to 25, but the sign right on the other side of the bridge says 35. So by the time you get across the bridge, you're going 35, and then you have to immediately slow down to 25, and that's not happening. So it's something we're going to have to work on with the county.
Now, we've talked about this before, but sort of remind folks what your story of Oakland is. How did you get there?
Oh, well, I just stopped there on a whim. I was actually headed up to Portland, and my sister was with me, and she said, oh, look, it's Oakland. Wonder what it looks like, just, you know, like the one in California, because we're from California, isn't everybody? anyway, so we pulled off and drove into town, and the minute I hit that town, I said, this is the place I want to live. It's just a cute little town. It's very quiet, and that's really important for people who are retired. You know, you don't want to have a lot of activity going on. And it was great. So we stayed over and looked at a few houses, and I finally bought a house and moved up.
Now, when you were on that trip, were you planning to move somewhere? Was that kind of your idea?
Yes. My husband had just passed away, and I was getting out of California because I didn't want to be there for a lot of reasons, and I'm certain that's why most of the Californians who are up here are up here. And so I was looking for a place, and I was going to open a bed and breakfast, but I didn't find a place that was suitable for that. I had looked up in Sheridan. That was where I was headed that day. And when I just didn't need to go there after I saw Oakland.
But instead of continuing your trip, you literally stayed around for a few days.
Yes, absolutely did.
And then, so probably not much longer after that, that you moved up?
Yeah, I did have to. I retired, and it was about a year that I moved up after that, because I purchased the house, and then I was up every weekend, which was kind of a drive from Sacramento all during the year. So there was real fun driving in the wintertime and things like that. But I did finally move up in 2006.
And then you became mayor right after that?
Yes.
What's the timeline there?
Well, when I moved up, the city council consisted of two people. And although I was very suspicious that that wasn't legal, our city attorney said, oh, yeah, that's fine. They were on opposite sides of the spectrum, so nothing ever happened, because if one person wanted something, the other person didn't. So no decisions were made. The city was just kind of lumping along. And finally, when that regime left town, we had a good election, and we elected all women, which was the first all women council in the town, and that seemed to be a thorn in several people's side. But we did then start cleaning the town up, making it a little bit more livable.
Did you, when you moved there, though, had you even thought about becoming the mayor?
No. I knew when I retired I was going to volunteer, because that was what I'd planned to do. And that wasn't really a part of what I was thinking about volunteering for. Food banks and things like that, and cancer center, which I did. But being in the government, no.
But you've continued to do it with one brief exception.
Yes. I did take a little hiatus for 2 years, and it drove me crazy because I didn't know what was going on and had no decision-making power. And so I said, that won't happen again. I do feel like I owe my town something. It's given me a brand new lease on life, and so I want to pay it back, and that's what I'm supporting it for.
All right, we're going to talk more with Oakland Mayor Betty Keeley in a moment. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio, 93.9 FM, 1240 KQEN. Douglas County, 12:48. Lars Larson coming up at 1. Congressman Cliff Vince tomorrow. In the balance of the week, we'll be talking to other mayors and community leaders around Douglas County. Oakland Mayor Betty Keeley in here this afternoon. Well, now that you found your second career in life, dealing with a small city, you mentioned all the challenges with wastewater and water treatment and everything else. How many employees do you have to make all this work?
Actually, I'm glad you asked that because I really would like to thank them if I could by name. Would
sure.
that be possible? Okay.
Which means it's a...
it's going to take a very short time.
This illustrates, though, because if you were the city of Roseburg, you couldn't do that.
Take the whole time, yeah. Well, we have some staff in our city hall, and that's our city recorder, Carolyn Shields, city clerk, Hannah Shadbolt. We have a planning clerk, Terry Long, who was our previous city recorder. We have a code enforcement officer, Victor Ramsey, zoning administrator, Dr. Eric Lanning. And then we have our public works department, which is our public works director, Jim Hart, public works staff, Betsy Westbrook, David Garcia, Bob Allen, Damian Long, Gavin Fisher, and we have a library clerk, Rachel Grinberg. And those are the people who help make this city just stay humming along, and I really thank them for that. And also all of our volunteers, because all of our commissions, our committees, our boards are all volunteer, including the council.
Yeah, talk about those. Who's on that right now?
Right now we have some very good people on our council. We have Sky Ironplow, we have Betty Tam, we have Kent Rochester and Jan Weir and myself. We have a 5-person council.
So a lot of challenges there, and I would imagine the employees have pretty full plates.
They do. They work their 8 hours a day, if not more. Our public works department is always, putting out fires all around the town. We have one of the cleanest and neatest little towns, I think, in this whole state, because our people are very conscientious about our parks, and we have a lot of parks, our streets, and everything that impacts the view of persons coming into our town.
Do you feel like the role of mayor is partially cheerleader?
Oh, absolutely. I've been promoting Oakland since I got there. It's funny because my sister said when I had brain aneurysms back in 2012 and I was unconscious, she said, the whole time you were talking about Oakland. So it's absolutely in my brain somewhere and came out there just promoting Oakland.
And what else do you do as mayor?
Well, you are the chairperson for the meetings of the city council. Sign checks for everything. Give all the money of the city away. I have always thought that it was best to be a very active person in the city, so I'm a member of every nonprofit that we have in our city and try to be active in every avenue of those different organizations. And it's been fun. It would be not fun without that.
Does that kind of defeat the purpose of being retired?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. There's more to do in a day now than there was when I was working.
What was your career?
I was the manager of the traffic division of the Sacramento Superior Court.
Wow. So that's a job in itself.
It was. It was. I moved up the ranks. It was one of those things. I moved from supervisor to manager. And it was interesting. I learned a lot, and I met some very wonderful people, and it was a challenging job, but very, very worthy of my time.
So do you feel like working on the staff of a very large city like that kind of gave you a lot of intrinsic knowledge that's helped you as mayor?
It has, and it's the bare basics that are the help. The absolute details between Oregon and California are not there, but just people skills are definitely something that you learn when you're doing those kinds of jobs, and they've helped, yes.
What do you feel like some of the highlights have been in Oakland in the last year?
Well, we have had some street improvements, and we've really enjoyed having the curves at the City Hall and the streets that are around there paved, which was really nice. Was terrible before. We've had some really good events that have happened in our town and brought people in, and we've been able to partially fund the new an elevator upgrade for Washington School, historic Washington School, which is over 100 years old, and our elevator, which isn't quite that old, but it's getting there. And we've had some little bleeps in there where people were stuck between floors and the doors wouldn't open. So now we're trying to get some money to update that software, and we're halfway there.
And what's the building used for now?
The City Hall is in there. We have the public library. There is a play school in the basement, which I don't know if that's because they're little. They can be in the basement. And we have the city community center is up on the second floor.
So a lot going on.
A lot going on in that building. And it's only accessible for people who are stair-challenged, I call them stair-challenged, that's me, or disabled, by the elevator. Back in the 1910, when the building was built, they didn't really put elevators in buildings, but they had lots of stairs.
Wow. And I'm guessing the stairs are, by today's standards, a bit steep.
They're not too bad, because the renovation of the building was in the 1990s. Mm. But there are 26 stairs between the first floor and the second floor. So if you want to get to the second floor, you better be a hearty soul.
Now, did the city take over that building after the school moved on to a different facility?
Yes. I believe that it was purchased for a dollar. And it sat empty for quite some time. The first part of the building that was renovated was the library, and it was done in the 80s, the late 80s. And that was quite a big thing, because they needed to move the books, all of the library books, from downtown up to that particular location. And so they had a sort of a pass it down kind of a line that went from the old library to the new library. So they passed each book away from each person all the way up the hill.
And what year was that?
That was, I think, in 84.
Wow. And of course, YouTube wasn't around then to capture that. That would probably go viral.
I'm pretty sure it would. It was kind of an exciting thing when you read about it. People are just all excited about it. So it was great. It was a great thing.
What are some of your plans or hopes for Oakland this year?
Well, we're still working on our FEMA projects, and we hope to get a few of those done. We do have our emergency generator for our water treatment plant, which will help us if the power does go out. We always have a backup generator at our wastewater plant, so people can still flush their toilets and get water. We will also have a couple of other things that we're doing that are a result of a grant from certain places. We have a carbon filter that will help to make our water, our drinking water, a little easier to handle in our plant. And then we're just moving along. And we're going to have a full range of events that are happening in Oakland this year, just like we have every year. And a lot of organizations deal with those. The Oakland Theater, the Oakland Economic Development Group, and the Oakland Community Response Team. And those are basically the three organizations that handle all of our events.
And in your spare time, you're part of this Oakland Theater Group.
Oh, yes. Yes, I am. I love to direct. I'm a bossy person.
That may be obvious.
It probably is to everybody, really. So I do love theater. I always have since high school. And it's really good to see people up on stage and sometimes to be on stage. I do like to do the alter ego things.
Now, you mentioned parks here. Talk about those.
We have a lot of parks, and they're all beautiful. The one improvement that we have made in this last year was we opened the new restrooms at Stearns Park. And Stearns Park is kind of Well, actually, it's now inside the city limits. We had to annex it this year to make sure that it was in the city limits. And it is a beautiful park. The Public Works Department has taken out all the weeds and put in grass. It's kind of a rustic park, but now the bathrooms are there, and they're fabulous bathrooms. And we're getting another set of bathrooms just like them in our city park because of the damage from the, I guess everybody calls it Snowmageddon. It kind of ripped the bathroom from the backside of the wall. So we're getting a grant for that. We don't do anything without a grant, to tell you the truth, Kyle.
Well, I mean, that's you're functioning in a pretty small tax base.
We are. We are very much. We have very little leeway in our general fund. Our water and sewer funds are pretty healthy because of the fact that they're paid for with the fees that we have to charge. And, of course, costs are going up, and we try and get those things under control.
All right, there you go. An update on the City of Oakland Mayor Betty Keeley. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much, Kyle. Appreciate your interest in our little town.
1258 in News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.